While most people are celebrating the first Chicago Cubs World Series win in more than a century, this guy knew it all along.
Cubs win, Cubs win, Cubs win. No!
And in grand fashion, I might add.
Yes, and we predicted it, Lou. How about that?
Yes, we did.
I have to say, I don't crow much about predictions, but we were the ones that said they're going to sweep the next three. I'm going to go to the tape on that because I have to prove it.
And now I'm rooting for them to take three in a row.
Yeah, so am I. You know why, Lou?
You know, that'll be something.
That would be it. That would be the thing, and I am rooting for them to do that because, yeah. Lou, I went to the World Series.
That is good. You should see this beautiful grill I got going here.
Oh, wow, you're grilling today. Good call, Lou. All right.
Yes, indeed. We got the nacho bar set up, and then we're grilling some burgers.
All right, it's the bye week, folks. Come and say bye to Lou.
Yes. So come and say goodbye to Lou until Monday.
So Lou, I heard you didn't know who the chief was in the podcast picture last week.
Well, no, I just caught it. I caught it out of the corner of my eye from Botherington, and I said, "What the hell is that?" I gotta look at these things one of these days.
Have you ever seen the film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Lou?
Oh, of course.
Well, you remember that Nicholson has...
The chief, yes.
Yeah.
He threw the water fountain through the fence of the window.
Right. And he also was the deciding vote for the World Series. So I took that picture. I also posted it again because it said Lou says Cubs will sweep the next three to win it all. So there you go.
There you go. There you have it. Sports fan.
Lou, a big game today in the bye week, of course. The New York Football Giants versus the Philadelphia Football Eagles. Lou?
Yes, it's the New York Football Giants, pride of New England. Face off against the... Fluffadelphia, the Eagles. The Sparrows, the Fluffadelphia Sparrows.
We always like the matchups in the predictors corps, of course, and this is Robert the Hawk versus Sweet Lou. So any words of wisdom to Robert the Hawk?
He's a Philly fan, you know. He probably likes Geno's over Jim's. I don't know.
And there you have it. The rivalry.
There you have it, sports fan.
Do you have a predicted score, Lou?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh.
1918 Bears. Robbie Gould kicks the game-winning field goal from 47 and a half yards out.
That's great, Lou. Absolutely great. So this week, Lou, for Bear of the Week, since it's a bye week, we're going to pick our all-time Bear of the Week. Who's your all-time Bear, Lou?
My all-time Bear?
Yeah.
Boy, and I can't go with the old standby bucket. That'd be pretty lame.
I don't know, you know. Is that your...
That would be, you know, not really being an old Bear fan.
That's true.
You know, I got to say, current day, I thought McMichael.
All right. Steve McMichael.
In a John Riggins kind of way one of my favorites.
Cool. That's a good one. Old Mongo. I have to go with St. Walter Payton, Lou, because, you know, he, good old number 34.
Right.
To me, embodied my childhood as a Bears fan. You know, he was the only thing happening for that team in the 70s.
I thought you would have been a Bobby Lane guy.
Bobby Lane. Maybe Bobby Douglas, not Bobby Lane.
That's it, Bobby Douglas. Yes. So what's my question of the week?
Oh, your question of the week, Lou. What is the next curse to be broken? The next curse to be broken. In our world of curses, Lou, we've gotten rid of the goat, the black cat, the Greek priest, and Steve Bartman. What's the next curse to get rid of?
Cutler. The curse of Cutler.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Outstanding week and go Bears!
Go Giants!
This is a Comanche inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Baseball Prediction Service. When a Cub fan needs to feel better about himself, again, see Lou at the Sovereign. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou makes you feel good too.